The city of Cesena was probably founded in the 7th century BC by tribes of Etruscan origin. The name Cesena derives from Cesna, referring to the Cesuola River flowing through the city. In the 3rd century BC, the Romans defeated the native Gauls and flooded across the Padana plain, founding cities like Rimini, Cesena, and Forli, building the consular Via Emilia road and organizing the region into administrative areas. Since ancient times, the Cesena area has been famous for its agriculture, and wines from Cesena were among the Roman Empire's most well-known. The city dominates the entrance to the Savio Valley, a direct route to Rome. In the valley stood the vital city of Sarsina, which experienced its heyday in around the 1st century AD. During this period, Cesena spread across the slopes of the Garampo Hill, controlling the main roads, linking the Adriatic coast with the inland areas. The fall of the Roman Empire and the events leading to the Byzantine conquest of the Ostrogothic Kingdom drew to an end at the end of the 6th century, with the annexation of the city to the Byzantine Exarchate of Italy, whose capital city was Ravenna. After a brief period of domination by the Longobards, in the mid-8th century, the city formed part of the early gift, the entire Romagna region, to the Pope. Papal domination lasted for more than a millennium, until the unification of Italy. Cesena became a free city in the 11th century, fighting periodic battles with the neighboring Forli, Rimini, and Cervia throughout medieval times. In the 12th century, the city was given a stronger administrative framework, with municipal ordinances regulating civic and business life. In 1176, after the Battle of Legnano, the city welcomed the Emperor Frederick Barbarossa. His court lodged in the Rocca Vecchia until at least July 1177. The Emperor Frederick also stayed in Cesena, which surrendered to his army in 1241. A new imperial fortress was built on the Garampo Hill in the same year. In 1278, the donation of Romagna to the Pope was confirmed by Rudolf I of Habsburg, King of Germany and the Romans. Cesena was ruled by Guido da Montefeltro, and his family instituted a kind of Ghibelline tyranny in the city, with constant fighting between factions holding different political beliefs. This is the situation so vividly described by Dante in the famous triplet dedicated to Cesena in Canto 27 of his Inferno. "And that of which the Savio bathes the flank, even as it lies between the plain and mountain, lives between tyranny and a free state." The year 1303 saw the construction of the port of Cesenatico, still the city's gateway to the sea. Its troubled history of destruction and reconstruction bears witness to the tension that existed between Cesena and its neighboring cities. In 1310, Roberto d'Anjou, King of Naples, was proclaimed Rector of Romagna. It was during this period of peace and peaceful coexistence that the city's crest was created, in black and white, and crowned by Angevin lilies. But the truce did not hold for long, and in 1338, an armed insurrection against the papal legate delivered Cesena to Francesco Ordelaffi, Lord of Forlì. Ordelaffi control ended in 1357, when Marzia degli Ubaldini, Francesco Ordelaffi's wife, was forced to hand over the fortress to Cardinal Albornozza, dispatched to Romagna by the Pope to restore the authority of the Church on his return from exile in Avignon. Albornozza ruled wisely, and this led to the construction and renovation of many civic buildings, including the current town hall. Opposition to papal government strengthened in 1375, and Pope Gregory XI was forced to give Robert of Geneva the task of bringing the city back under his control. John Hawkwood, a mercenary leader in the pay of the Church, led his English troops in the reconquest of Cesena. The most terrible events in Cesena's history took place between the 1st and the 3rd of February 1377, with the looting of the city and the slaughter of its inhabitants. The sack of the Bretons lasted 3 days and 3 nights, leaving only a heap of ruins. It made Cesena famous across Europe. The city had refused to bow to papal power, and the brutality of the mercenaries was unleashed. This traumatic event caused Pope Urbano VI to appoint new vicars, the Malatesta family of Rimini. Galeotto became the first Malatesta lord of Cesena, and their domain lasted until 1465, ending with Malatesta Novello's death. The Malatesta period was very important for the city of Cesena. The city center was moved from the Grampo Hill to the plain. New buildings were constructed, including the cathedral, and there was significant urban renewal. The local economy and production flourished, generating widespread prosperity. The walls and military defenses were renovated, providing citizens with greater security. Cesena's time in the limelight continued even after its return to direct papal control. Both Paul II and Sixtus IV commissioned important works, especially to the new fortress. Cesena even became the capital of the Duchy of Romagna during Cesare Borgia's brief reign. It was during this time that Cesena was visited by Leonardo da Vinci, the architect and military engineer of Valentino. He left various drawings, not only of the city walls and defenses, but also of everyday objects he saw around him, like the distinctive Cesena window and cart. The restoration of papal rule, Pope Julius II della Rovere, brought all of Romagna back under direct church control. And for the next two centuries, the city existed in a provincial limbo, experiencing no events of great importance. Cesena gained a higher profile in 1724, with the election of Pope Benedict XIII, formerly the city's bishop. In 1773, Clement XII had a bridge built over the River Savio, today's Ponte Vecchio. Corrado Giaquinto, a very important painter of the time, was active in Cesena between 1750 and 1751, and 1775 saw the election of Pope Pius VI Braschi, a cardinal of Cesena, who succeeded to Clement XIV, who was born in Sant'Arcangelo di Romagna. It was a very important period for the city, especially as in 1800, the death of Pope Braschi was followed by the election of another native of Cesena, Pius VII Chiaramonti. But this was a crucial period in European history, with emergence of new currents of the Enlightenment and Napoleon's ascent to power. Both popes of Cesena were forced to defend their temporal and religious power from Napoleon's advance. After the Restoration, Cesena also played a role in the early struggles of the Carboneria, and on November 23, 1825, the patriots Leonida Montanari and Angelo Targhini, both symbols of the fight for freedom from papal tyranny, were beheaded in Rome. In March 1829, Pius VIII ascended to the papal throne. He was born in Marche, but was Bishop of Cesena from 1816 to 1822. He was the last pope with a direct link to the city. The Battle of Monte took place on the 20th of January 1832, fought between insurgent patriots and papal forces. Repression of revolutionary movements escalated, until in 1860, the citizens of Romagna voted for the unification of Sardinia. The following year, this became the new Kingdom of Italy. The post-unification period saw several natives of Cesena play a role in the life of the nation. People like Gaspare Finali, senator and several times minister, and Eugenio Valzania, a unification fighter and colonel under Garibaldi. And in the context of culture, we should not forget Alessandro Bonci, born in Cesena in 1870, an internationally renowned lyric tenor. The city's theatre is named after him. Many citizens of Cesena fought on the front during the First World War, including Renato Serra, writer, literary critic, and librarian of the Malatestiana. He fell in July 1915 in Monte Podgora. The Ponte Nuovo over the River Savio was opened in 1919, and the city and its historic center were given a new urban plan. The fascist period left Cesena in the shade, but the large-scale cultivation of fruit began to develop in the Cesena region, eventually transforming the city into a European capital of fruit from the end of the Second World War to modern times. During World War II, Cesena was bombed in May 1944 and liberated by Anglo-Canadian troops on the 20th of October 1944. Today, Cesena is an important agricultural and industrial center with a thriving cultural life and a quality of life among Italy's best.